In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. As I told you before, we always honor and celebrate the sufferings and the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, because through this passion and through these sufferings, our Lord Jesus Christ offered salvation, very precious salvation. And redeemed us from the bondage of sin. And indeed, He delivered us to the freedom instead of the bondage. Instead of being slavery, we are now, all of us, children of God. And that's why it is good to follow our Lord Jesus Christ step by step. حب دايما ان احنا نمشي في خطوات day by day, step by step, following our Lord Jesus Christ. And yesterday, who attended, it was a day full of confrontation between our Lord Jesus Christ and the Jews, the scribes and the Pharisees. Today, the church ordered to tell us about the story of anointing our Lord Jesus Christ with the fragrant oil, highly costly oil, highly costly oil. Mary, the sister of Lazarus, poured it, and it is amazing for all of us to know that it was a burial for our Lord Jesus Christ, as we all know from the story. Actually, there was a supper for our Lord Jesus Christ before the Passover. And at the table sat our Lord Jesus Christ and Lazarus himself, who was dead and now he's alive. And in this situation, we shall see something which is paradoxical, something which is to seem that it is, there is contradiction. We shall see at the table how there is death and life. And in the same situation, we shall see the faithfulness and the betrayal. نشوف الموت والحياة موجودين ونشوف الوفاء والخيانة برضو موجودين. The betrayal represented by Judas the Iscariot, and the faithfulness, الوفاء, Mary, the sister of Lazarus, represents this faithfulness from her sincere heart. And that's why I speak about death and life. Because at the same table, Lazarus sat with our Lord Jesus Christ. Lazarus, who is alive now, but since few days, he was dead. How come? How come death and life? Not only this, but also our Lord Jesus Christ, who is alive. But even though he is alive, he is accepting his burial. بيقبل عملية تكفين بيتكفن جسده وهو حي. And that's why I say to you, death and life, faithfulness and betrayal, amazing situation. While our Lord Jesus Christ was sitting, all who were attending were surprised by Mary bringing a flask of alabaster of very costly oil of spikenard, nardin, غالي, كثير الثمن. She started to anoint his feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And another story written in the Gospel of Saint Mark, that she broke this alabaster and poured it on his head. From head to the feet, all the body was buried. الجسد كله تكفن. And it is amazing, my beloved, to present our Lord Jesus Christ as the living one. And he is not actually not only living, he is the life itself. I am the life and the resurrection. هو القيامة والحياة. But while he is living, he is accepting his burial. الميت الحي. And I can say to you that while our Lord Jesus Christ is crucified on the cross, and after his death and his burial, and to put into the tomb, we always praise him, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal. How? He died. He is already in the tomb. But we say, no, our Lord Jesus Christ, you are immortal. Yes, we believe that you tasted this in the flesh. But we believe in the same time that you are the Holy One, the Mighty One, the Immortal. أنت الغير مائت قدوس الحي الذي لا يموت. And the situation of today, we can see how while he is living, he is accepting his burial. حي وبيتكفن. And on the Holy Friday and the Good Friday, he died. But we praise, you are the immortal. And it is amazing, my beloved, that even after his resurrection, it is amazing to know that he kept in his body the print of the wound, the print of the nails. كان ممكن المسيح لما يقوم بجسد ما فيهوش آثار الموت. But he kept the print of this, the print of the nails in his body while he is raised. قايم لكن في علامات الموت. It's amazing. Because we always celebrate his crucifixion and his resurrection at the same time. We honor his crucifixion and we confess and proclaim that he is risen from the dead. And that's why our Lord Jesus Christ, while the other criticized the woman and said to her, why this oil is wasting? Why not to be sold by 300 denarii and to be given to the poor? But our Lord Jesus Christ said to them, let her alone. She has kept this oil, this fragrant oil, for my burial. I can say to you, the gospel said that the whole house was full of the fragrance of the spikenard. البيت كله امتلأ من ريحة الطيب. Believe me, when our Lord Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem in the Palm Sunday, not only the house which was full of the spikenard of this fragrant oil, but the whole city, the whole Jerusalem was full of this fragrant oil. And when they descended the body from the cross, I am sure that the fragrance of this oil filled the whole place. But more than this, I am sure that when our Lord Jesus Christ will come in his second coming, we shall find the fragrance of this oil, because it is the fragrance of love. دي ريحة الحب اللي مش ممكن أبدا تتلاشى من على جسد المسيح. أي عمل حب, any love you offer to our Lord Jesus Christ, he will keep it. He will be pleased with it. Do you know that what Mary did is, we can say that she fulfilled a prophecy, and she also was a prophet who gave prophecy for something which will occur. What is the prophecy which was fulfilled? إيه النبوة اللي اتحققت لما مريم سكبت الطيب على رأس المسيح؟ أنا عايز أقول لكم حاجة. عايز أقول لكم سر عظمة الإنجيل, سر عظمة الكتاب المقدس, مش بس إنه بيحكي عن تعاليم رائعة وجميلة, مش بس إنه كلام مؤثر. The greatness of our holy book is not only that it is a book of teaching us good teachings and tell us so many miracles and how God deal with the human being. Not only this, but it is a book of prophecy, كتاب نبوات. All what happened, the prophets have mentioned so many years before it happened. كل اللي حصل, عظمة وسر قوة الإنجيل بتاعنا إنه عبارة عن نبوات اتقالت قبل ما تتحقق بمئات السنين واتحققت. ثقبوا يدي ورجلي. دخول المسيح أورشليم, his entry to Jerusalem, Rejoice greatly, the daughter of Zion. Shout, the daughter of Jerusalem. Your king is coming to you. Nubuwwah. And this situation, you can read the prophecy which had been fulfilled in the book of Song of Songs. Chapter 1, verse 12. While the king is at his table, my spikenard sends forth its fragrance. ما دام الملك في مجلسه أفاح نردين رائحته. Amazing to know that even this act is fulfillment for a prophecy. الملك في مجلسه أفاح نردين رائحته. And the prophecy which has to be fulfilled is that actually Joseph and Nicodemus, when they got the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, there was no space of time to bury the body. They just put some spices on the body, shwat budra, spices. They bound it in strips of linen, lafub lafaif kittan, والجسد ما تكفنش. And our Lord Jesus Christ knew that. And Mary was pushed by the Holy Spirit. I know that she was pushed by her love. But also the Holy Spirit pushed her to anoint the body of our Lord Jesus Christ from the head to the feet with this fragrant oil. And our Lord Jesus Christ accepted this as a burial. So it was fulfillment of the prophecy mentioned in the book of Song of Songs, and also a prophecy for something which will happen. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ will descend from the cross, and Joseph and Nicodemus have no time. Just they put some spices, and that's why our Lord Jesus Christ considered it as a burial for him, or يعني سبق تكفين يعني تكفين مبكر للجسد. I can say to you, we have some lessons from this situation. عندنا أكثر من درس عايزين نتعلمه. One of these lessons is that Judas and the others, حقيقة يهوذا قالها والتلاميذ وراه. لماذا هذا الإتلاف؟ لما يتباعش دوت ب 300 دينار؟ Why not this oil to be sold by 300 dinars? Something of criticism. Judge against this woman. And we have to learn that this woman, not only what she did was accepted from our Lord Jesus Christ, but he considered her as a preacher. اعتبر انها كارثة. وقال كده هوت, wherever the gospel is preached all over the world, حيثما يكرز بالانجيل في كل العالم, what this woman has done will be told as a memorial to her. حيثما يكرز بالإنجيل في كل العالم سيذكر ما فعلته هذه المرأة تذكارا لها. وهكذا صار ما فعلته المرأة إنجيل مكتوب في كل أناجيل الدنيا. Any love you offer to our Lord Jesus Christ, it's a preaching. It's a gospel. The gospel is not only this one which is written in the holy book, but you actually are the living gospel, the living word of God. And that's why the first lesson we shall teach now, or sorry, we shall learn now from this situation, not to be rash against anyone, not to hasten to judge anyone, because they judged this woman, and this woman, what she has done was accepted and was praised and considered as a prophecy, and considered as, she was considered as a preacher. اعتبرت انها كارثة. وتذكرها موجود في كل الاناجيل من ساعة ما عملت كده لغاية ما هيجي المسيح. And her fragrance or her fragrant oil will be smelled even in the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. المحبة لا تسقط أبدا. أي عمل حب هتعمله هتتشلك، هيتشلك الحب دوت كرصيد غالي جدا عند المسيح. أي حب هتقدمه لأي إنسان هيقول لك المسيح أنت ما قدمتش الحب ده للإنسان ده، تقدمته لي أنا، بما أنكم فعلتموه بأحد هؤلاء الأصاغر فإيه؟ فبي قد فعلتم. It's amazing. إن اللي عملته هذه المرأة، what she has done, our Lord Jesus Christ praised and put it as a gospel. أي حب هتقدمه هو إنجيل، مش مجرد عمل. Is a gospel. Is a preaching. The love of our Lord Jesus Christ. So don't hasten to judge anybody. Don't rush to judge anybody. I will give you an example. ديكو مثل بسيط خالص. Joseph the righteous man, يوسف الصديق. He saw something which was amazing, not known before. Mary was betrothed to him. Maryam makhtuba li. And suddenly he found Mary with a child. She was pregnant. It's amazing. What to do, Joseph? He didn't judge her. He knew very well that she is pure. In his heart, he knew how this girl is a pure, is very clean, is a saint. But there is something which cannot be denied, which cannot be ignored. She is pregnant. What to do, Joseph? And by law, he must not marry her. حسب الشريعة ما يتجوزهاش. It's amazing to know that Joseph, being just, is كان بارا. He didn't want to make her a public example. ما حبش يشهرها، وقرر he minded to put her away secretly. Amazing. Can we learn this lesson not to judge anybody? اللي عمله يوسف دوت ما كانش لسه لا ملاك ظهر له ولا قال له ولا طمنه، لا ده بعد كده الملاك the angel of the Lord came to him and appeared and said to him don't be afraid to take Mary your wife because the pregnancy in here is from the Holy Spirit، ده من الروح القدس. طبعا هو خد يعني what is unbelievable is to be pregnant while she is virgin and while it is more and more unbelievable is that who is in her womb is God the mighty one the holy one and she will be the mother of God. عجيب. I wouldn't like to make it very long for you but for Mary, the sister of Lazarus. How we can learn the other lesson? The lesson, the first lesson was that not to jump and judge anybody. افترض دايما الحاجة الحلوة في الشخص اللي قدامك. تفترضش دايما الحاجة الوحشة. الحاجة الثانية, second point, Mary. What is the power pushed her to bring this alabaster flask of very costly oil of a spikenard, النردين الغالي دوت, and to go and bring it and to break it and to anoint his feet? She passed in four stages. مشيت في أربع مراحل. يا ريت ناخدهم كده لينا بسرعة. First stage was love. Second stage, learning. Third stage, meditation. Fourth stage, consecration. حب, تعلم, تأمل, تكريس. Can we learn this lesson? Mary saw our Lord Jesus Christ. How he is very, very compassionate person. على فكرة مكتوب كده في الكتاب أن يسوع he loved مرسى, Mary and Lazarus. And I would like to explain something. Our Lord Jesus Christ does not love the house or the family as a whole. But each one is beloved by his own person. If we know that our Lord Jesus Christ or the God or God loved the world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. هكذا أحب الله العالم. And you can say God loves the world. I am just a person. No. You are beloved by your name. You are known by your person. I called you by name. You are mine. دعوتك باسمك أنت لي. You are beloved by your person. أنت إنسان محبوب جدا. أنت إنسان غالي جدا. Very precious. في عيني الله. Very precious in the sight of God. And that's why, because of this personal touch of love between Mary and our Lord Jesus Christ, she loved him from all her heart, from all her soul, from all her mind. حبته حب بقى ما كانش طاغي, حب عجيب. She heard about how he was very compassionate. And so she wanted to express her love. My question, Mary just knew something about our Lord Jesus Christ. He healed the sick. And he has compassionate heart for those people who were thrown as sheep without shepherd. كانوا مطروحين كغنم لا راعي لها. And she loved his teaching. بس ما شافتش اللي احنا شفناه. She didn't knew what we know now. She didn't see our Lord Jesus Christ lifted on the cross, hanging between the earth and heaven, despised, rejected, carrying the sins and the uncleanliness of the whole world. She didn't know how was the width and the length, the depth and the height, العرض والطول والعمق والعلو التي لمحبة المسيح الفائقة المعرفة. Now we know this. Now we know more and more than Mary. So she passed in the first step. She loved our Lord Jesus Christ. And because she loved him, she was eager to learn. This is the second stage. عايزة تتعلم. She wants to learn. And that's why in the Gospel of St. Luke, Chapter 10, you will read that Mary sat at his feet, hearing his word. كانت قاعدة عند رجلين المسيح. Because she started with love, she was eager to learn. Are you eager to the word of God? Are you eager to the word of God and to see how our Lord Jesus Christ is very sweet. I found your word and I ate it. I found it more sweet than honey. I was delighted by your word. وجد كلامك فأكلته وكان كلامك لي للفرح ولبهجة قلبي. Where are we from the word of God, from learning every day and night, from learning our kids and our daughters and our sons to make them to be filled with the word of God? So she started with love and shifted to the second level, which is learning. And not only to learn, but after she hear, listen, she meditate, as our lady Saint Mary. كلكم عارفين اللي اتكتب عن العذراء كلمة جميلة قوي، كانت قللت الكلام وبتتكلمش كتير. يقول كده: أما مريم فكانت تحفظ جميع هذه الأمور متفكرة بها فين؟ في قلبها. She kept all this in her heart. Thinking in her heart. And Mary did the same. She tried to apply what she learned, what she heard, and to make this to be a living teaching, and to be fruitful in her life. So the first level is love. The second learn the third meditation. وبعدين بقى جت قالت لا انا مش مكفيني كل دوت، انا مش مكفيني ان انا احب بس، مش مكفيني ان انا اتعلم بس، مش مكفيني ان انا اتامل بس، عايز ايه تاني يا مريم؟ I will pour my whole life in front of our Lord Jesus Christ. أنا هسكب عمري كله. And this is the fragrant oil she poured on his head. سكب الطيب عبارة عن تكريس القلب. تكريس العمر. Consecration of the whole life to our Lord Jesus Christ. Consecration of the heart. Consecration of the life. تكريس العمر. الحياة كلها أقول لها، أقول له يا رب دي بتاعتك أنت. إن عشنا للرب إيه؟ نعيش. إن متنا للرب نموت. إن عشنا وإن متنا للرب إيه؟ للرب نحن. ده درس تاني نتعلمه النهاردة. درس الأولاني اوعوا تدينوا حد. اوعى تفتكر انك عشان تقتل واحد لازم تجيب سكينة وتموته. Something that in order to kill a person you have to have a weapon, a knife and to kill him. No. Sometimes you kill somebody socially. تقتله أدبيا. تقتل سمعته. Not only this. Sometimes you kill when you hate. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. ايه رأيكم في دي؟ انا خايف ان احنا من غير سكاكين ولا اسلحة والواحد يطلع انه قتله كم واحد كده على مدى حياته. القتل ما هوش هو بالسلاح بس، الكراهية قتل، البغض قتل. And that's why انك تقتل واحد في سمعته ده قتل. This is the gospel. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. So the first lesson, not to haste, not to rush against or to judge anyone. The second is to learn these four steps. Love. حفظتوهم ولا لسه؟ Love. Learning. Meditate. Huh? And consecrate. Through love, you give your heart. Through learning, you give your thought. Through meditation, you give your spirit, your soul. And through consecration, you give your whole life. The whole life. Consecration. الحياة كلها تبقى بتاعة المسيح. العمر كله يبقى بتاعه. الحقيقة زي ما قلت لكم الموقف النهاردة this situation لقينا death and life. Lazarus, he is alive and he was dead. Our Lord Jesus Christ, he is alive and he is accepting his burial. لكن شفنا كمان ال faithfulness and the betrayal. ال faithfulness اللي هي الوفاء شفناه في مريم وهي بتقدم الطيب والحب. ونفسي نقدم الطيب والحب، طيب العمر كله نسكبه وحب العمر كله ندهوله، اللي ما استخسرش فينا حاجة، ما استكترش علينا حاجة. ده بيقول كده تعبير يكسر الواحد، الذي لم يشفق على ابنه كيف بل بذله لأجلنا كيف لا يهبنا معه كل شيء. الذي احتمل الصليب مستهينا بالخزي، احتمل الصليب مستهينا بالخزي. لكن موقف الخيانة قلنا مين اللي بيمثله النهاردة؟ مين؟ يهوذا، مش كده؟ قلنا يهوذا بيمثل موقف الخيانة. أنا عايز أقول لكم حاجة بس كده أخلص بيها، ودايما أنا قلتها أكتر من مرة. Those who are in the Hades, those who are in Hades, those who will be thrown on the lake of البحيرة المتقدة بالنار والكبريت. ها؟ اوعوا تفتكروا ان دول بس البلطجية والحرامية والزناة وقتالين القتلة. Not only the murderers and the sinners and the thieves and so and so and so. We will find so many of those who are or seems to be religious. One of those is Judas. Judas, he was prepared. He was prepared by our Lord Jesus Christ to be more than a patriarch. عارفين البطاركة بتوعنا اللي احنا بنوقرهم وبنديهم درجة عالية وربنا يطول عمره البابا شنودة وسلسلة البطاركة all the patriarch. Judas was prepared to be more higher degree, was prepared to be one of the apostles, and he actually was one of them, was prepared that his name to be put on the foundation of the heavenly Jerusalem. اسمه يتحط على أساسات مدينة أورشليم، لأن بنقرأ في سفر الرؤيا and the foundation of the heavenly Jerusalem, on this foundation the names of the 12 apostles. He had so many gifts and he did so many miracles. وياما مشي مع المسيح، وياما المسيح حط ايده عليه كده ومشوا مع بعض، صديقي وإلفي زي ما بيقول المزمور. This Judas betrayed his master. But I am not speaking about Judas, the betrayal. لكن عايز أقول مين فينا ما خانش المسيح مرة أو مرتين؟ مين فينا ما كسرش قلبه؟ مين فينا ما باعهوش؟ عشان كده بقول اوعوا تفتكروا ان الوجود في الكنيسة كفاية. اوعوا تفتكروا ان حتى المواهب اللي ممكن تبقى عند ناس ممكن تبقى كفاية. لكن لازم القلب اليقظ والقلب التايب والقلب اللي يتقدم للمسيح في نقاوة، والدموع اللي تغسل الواحد من ذنوبه. Tears of repentance to wash all the sins and to make you worthy of this salvation. That's why my beloved I want all of you to get this lesson, not to judge anybody, to follow the steps of Mary in its four stages: love, learning, meditating, consecration of the whole life, and to take care not to betray your master, not to betray your master, not to sell him by any price. We always وبكره هنبتدي نعير يهوذا لما نشبعه تعير. بكره الصبح هنشبع يهوذا تعير ونقول له يهوذا يهوذا يا مخالف الناموس. اخاف احنا كمان نكون مخالفين للناموس في حاجات كتيره. فيما نحن نبكت يهوذا علينا ان احنا نبكت ايه؟ ها؟ انفسنا. ربنا يديكم نعمة كل سنة وانتم طيبين. لإلهنا المجد الدائم إلى الأبد. آمين.